As a subcommittee, I don't, well, one, two, three, four, five, six, no, we're gonna, will the secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal.
Here.
Huff.
Here.
Ashburn. DeSonier.
Here.
Harmon. Kehoe.
Here.
Pavley.
Here.
Semidion.
Here.
Wolk. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. We have one bill. AB 2289, Assemblymember Eng. Welcome to Senate Transportation and Housing.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I am personally moved that you would
The mic.
It's not my fault.
I guess I'm the only mic that's working.
Mr. Huff.
We're holding the hearing, but we did not really want to hear you. All right.
Mr. Chair and members, I know that we meet under extraordinary circumstances today, and I point a personal thankfulness to thank all of you. First of all, I'd like to thank the committee staff, especially Ms. Gress and the chair and all of you for your hard work. I accept as author's amendments those described in the committee analysis, comments 2 and 3. We'll be making a series of clarifying technical amendments and an amendment agreed to in Senate Business and Professions that will clarify a portion of the bill. This bill follows a national trend towards using technology to ensure air quality improvement. A recent study based on roadside smog checks found a large percentage of vehicles failed roadside audits after having recently received a passing grade at a smog test system station. The study concluded that this is due to inadequate repairs or inappropriate inspection practices. As a matter of fact, 25% of the problem vehicles in California cause 75% of the vehicle pollution. When cars pollute, they cause significant health concerns that are well documented. This bill updates California's smog check program by adopting some of the best practices that we've observed in 32 other states. Our bill will modernize the smog check program by requiring the use of onboard technology especially on the newer cars that are equipped with these systems as of the year 2000. In conclusion, AB 2289 is a win-win-win-win. Number one, we will reduce industry costs by providing more equipment and service options to stations that will reduce the time it takes to conduct testing by as much as 50% so that they can increase the number of vehicles that they service in half the time. Number two, we will create business and job opportunities as the new equipment will substantially increase identification of emission failures, resulting in additional repair opportunities by as much as 400,000 vehicles a year. It will save consumers time and money as they will have faster smog checks that can be done, as the analysis notice, in as little as 5 minutes, at a reduced cost savings of at least 50%. And more importantly, will reduce smog-forming emissions by 70 tons a day, the functional equivalent of removing 800,000 vehicles a day off our highways. As the sponsors of the bill, I have representatives from the Bureau of Automotive Repair and the Air Resources Board to respond to any questions.
Assemblymember, you are accepting three amendments, one that deals with fines, the other two that deal with false negatives and false positives, and you'll accept those as well.
Yes, I'm accepting all of the amendments in the analysis.
This is not a Volkswagen commercial, Assemblymember. With that, witnesses in support.
Laura Zuniga with the Department of Consumer Affairs on behalf of the Bureau of Automotive Repair. We're happy to co-sponsor this bill and thank the author and the committee staff. I have the Chief of the Bureau, Sherry Mail, here if you have any questions.
Sherry Mail, the Chief of the Bureau of Automotive Repair.
James Goldstein, the Executive Officer of the California Air Resources Board. We're co-sponsors with BAR of the bill. And
thank you.
Happy to ask questions.
Other witnesses in support?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Anthony Gonzalez representing South Coast Air Quality Management District. We're in support. Thank you.
Other witnesses?
Thank you, Anthony.
Bill McGavern with Sierra Club California in support. This is one of our highest priority bills for the year.
Bonnie Holmes Jam with the American Lung Association in California. We're pleased to support this long overdue fix and tremendous public health benefits.
Good.
Lydia Bautista, Policy Director at the Coalition for Clean Air, also in support, and we want to thank the sponsors and the author for this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Justin Malone. On behalf of the Union of Concerned Scientists and also the California League of Conservation Voters, they both identified this as a high priority and it's a hot list for the environmental community.
Other witnesses in support?
Kendra Dijoga with the Gualco Group on behalf of the California Council for Environmental and Economic Balance, and we just echoed the author's statements regarding the win-win-win and appreciate the committee support.
Other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Senator Alan Lowenthal, I sometimes say that I'm confused. I had a staffer talk to me in the hallway, and they said I have my letter to this committee as assembly member, so I lost before I even start here. But I believe that
it's
we have...
It's confusing to me, too.
I'm sorry, sir?
No, I was just telling the senator it's confusing to me also, so it's quite all right. It has nothing to do with you. I'm responding to a sidebar to Senator Huff. Go on, please.
I think we have an immense opportunity to improve performance of Smog Check, to significantly reduce emissions in California, and to significantly improve the economic conditions in the state of California by creating a quality audit to determine if what's broken on a car actually gets fixed. We think that is a huge opportunity to improve program performance. We think the people that are currently doing the job are the right ones to do that. And we think we can much better serve the public in the state of California by adding on page 2 of the document that I provided the 2 small sentences or paragraphs at the end of that, which would require an audit process to improve performance and quality of the program.
Thank you. Can you just state your name and organization for the record?
I'm Charlie Peters. We're a coalition of motorists, and our organization is Clean Air Performance Professionals. We are an international award-winning organization.
Thank you. Are there any other witnesses? And can you have the sergeant, if you have something to pass out to the members, hand it anything to the sergeants, and they'll pass it out so we have a copy. Are there any other witnesses in opposition? Members of the committee? Senator Harmon.
I wonder if the proponents would comment on the last witness's statement that he wants something added that would call for audits. What is it about audits that is unacceptable to you?
Well, it's not that it is unacceptable. We're actually doing it currently. We have roadside audits that go on regularly. We do all kinds of different audits. The amendments, we looked at the amendments, and they're actually in current law, the authority to do those things, and we are actually doing those things. So.
All right, thank you. I see Mr. Peters has not left the area. Could I ask a question?
Through the chair, you may ask.
Mr. Peters, what kind of audits are you talking about in these 2 brief amendments that you're suggesting?
Quite simple, Senator. We believe that it's appropriate to look at a car, as the Air Resources Board has done and justified. You look at a car before, as an audit car, before it is tested and certified, and determine what it needs to fix it, so that at the completion of the certification of the car, the person who has the car there can say to the provider that, gee, this may not have gotten fixed, and ask them what they want to do and get the car repaired and set a standard that demands changes in behavior. We do not do that within the current system at all that I'm aware of. However, the Air Resources Board has done that and has the data, and we've never been provided that data.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions by members? The bill's been moved as amended by Senator Kehoe. Assembly member, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and again, members. We have removed all previous industry opposition and will continue to work to resolve any outstanding issues. Respectfully request an aye vote.
Will the secretary please call the roll on SAB 2289 as amended?
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Huff.
No.
Huff, no. Ashburn.
No.
Ashburn, no. DeSaunier.
Aye.
DeSaunier I. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon I. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe I. Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley I. Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian I. Wolk. 6-2.
Bill has 6 votes sufficient for passage. We're going to hold that open for the absent member.
Oh, thank you very much. And all of California, thank you.
Thank you. Can someone? Right, she said she wants to vote on this bill.
Thank you, Senator.
All right. Good job. Excuse me. I need to open the roll and have the secretary call the roll for the absent members, letting her know, the absent member, what the chair and the vice chair voted.
As amended, current vote 6-2. Chair aye, vice chair no. Wolk. Wolk aye, 7-2.
The bill has 7 votes. That bill is out. Good to see you, James.